This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Warren.
Morning, Melbourne. We're heading for 27 today.
Oh, you're very excited about that.
I know.
You haven't got your shorts on, though, this morning.
But I will have as soon as I get out of here.
Yeah.
It is quite cool this morning.
It is, isn't it?
I must admit, did you have...
Love talking about the weather when we start our show.
What about your sleep? How, what about your sleep?
I feel like crap. I had a crappy sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop thinking
about The Bachelorette, but we'll talk about that later on. I couldn't sleep. I was pretending I was Sophie.
I went out for dinner last night. I wouldn't mind pretending I was Sophie too, to be honest, with some of those guys.
But anyway, she made a hard decision last night.
I went out for dinner. I didn't realise people don't eat meat that comes from animals with noses. I didn't realise that was a thing.
Is it? I've never heard of it before either.
But apparently, I've heard of the faceless. I think that might
people
be
don't
a thing.
Eat animals that don't have heads or something like that.
Is that because of the consciousness of?
So they only eat fish,
or chicken.
Oh, okay.
I think chicken because it's got a beak.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Oh, that's, yes.
I think that's what it is.
We'll unpack that, won't we?
This morning, I want to work it out.
Yes.
Should I eat meat with a nose or a beak?
How about you just don't eat meat altogether and make it less confusing for you, darling?
It's heading that way.
And for the environment.
Joy 94.9, it's Flo-Rida and Keisha.
Flo-Rida.
Right round.
Rita. Remember Rita Eater, the butter?
Oh, that's right. With the margarine. That's right.
Rita Eater.
She was this busty sort of robust housewife from the 70s or 80s?
I think it was the 80s.
That's right. I forgot about her. Well, she might have been the person that entered this competition in Philadelphia.
Right.
There's an annual meatball contest in Philadelphia. It happened last week, but it ended in absolute controversy.
Talk us through.
Because a woman may entered vegan meatballs.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's right. The local
chef.
Love her
already.
She'd appeared on a show called Top Chef. She made the offending balls with chickpeas in a twist on the Italian fritter known as panelle.
Yeah, right.
And it's caused complete controversy. She's received apparently a death threat because of it. And then a rumour went out that she won the meatball competition.
Yeah. But she didn't,
She didn't win it, no. But someone made up a rumour and there are things flying all over Twitter about how dare they put in a fake meatballs into a meatball competition.
Oh, my God, look at the things we get upset about. But it's kind of funny. I can just imagine Italians going psycho over that.
Well, they may not even know the difference.
Exactly. I bet they were delicious, though. I wonder what she used.
Well, there were chickpeas in it, but that's all that it says.
That's hilarious. I love my meatballs, though.
But she's taken it very well.
Has she?
Yeah. So she hasn't cracked it with it, but the attacks. I love them too. My mum used to make these meatballs with rice.
So did my mum.
But mixed in the meatball.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? We've got a Greek dish called yorvalakia, which is meatballs. The rice is mixed in.
So it's similar.
And it's a soup, and it's a rice soup, and then you drop an egg at the end, and it makes it like this white, creamy soup with lemon.
Oh, yum.
It's really yummy. But mum used to make meatballs on rice, like beautiful meatballs, right?
Yeah.
And I'd say, oh, my God, I can really taste the butter in the rice. This is amazing. But it was drenched in oil, the meatballs, right? It was amazing. She goes, no, I didn't use any oil. I didn't use any butter. It's really healthy. Meanwhile, we're all having a heart attack on the dinner table.
But your mum would be using good olive oil, wouldn't she?
Well, she would, but regardless, I mean, it's drenched in it. You know what I mean? And she's like, I didn't use any. And you could really taste the butter in the rice. No butter, really good for you. I'm thinking, what a lying woman.
My Italian friend Marco makes really good meatballs.
Yum.
On pasta.
Oh,
it's just absolutely amazing. But I do miss my mum's dish, actually. I might go over in the next week and say, can you please make those
meatballs? Maybe we should
again?
Get our mums to compete and see who wins.
Yeah, meatball Top 2017. Enjoy.
But Effie will win.
You're a radio star now.
Oh, yeah. I'll be
a multi-million dollar radio star.
Oh, my God. It's going to be really tough being famous, isn't it?
Oh, just, I don't know. How are you going to cope? What are you going to do with all your money?
I don't think I'm actually going to be able to cope with the fame. Honestly, like, I'm actually really worried about it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your money?
I'll probably, charity.
Charity, you're going to be one of those ones.
Yes.
Well, you know what? In the meantime.
What about you?
I don't know.
Thought about when we make it massive?
No, I haven't yet. Because I'm the one.
Oh, what a load of crap.
You're on $1 million contract.
What a load of crap.
You're on $1 million contract.
The conversations we've had, you've gone, you know, when I can just see us on that billboard. You know, when we're on the freeway, I just see you and me there. What a load of crap.
Imagine
us. You talk about our yacht.
People will be driving into the light pole when they see it.
You talk about our yacht and our non-existent partners on it.
You know what we can do now, though? We can take photos because there's a company in Russia.
Right.
It started hiring out grounded private jets. So they don't fly off. They're just on the ground to Instagrammers want a peek inside a private jet without actually forking out the money to fly in one.
How much is the damage?
It's $310.
Is that all?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Influencers, as they're called on Instagram, can spend 2 hours inside a private jet studio in Moscow taking as many candid or natural shots as they want.
Oh, darling, let's do this. Let's do it like revenge on all our exes. Look what we're doing
now. Look what we're doing now, because they provide magazines, food platters, bottles of champagne, everything, all the props you want.
Anastasia and Warren Breakfast Show, look at us now. Darling, get the ball and chop. Pop. Lovely.
Look at
caviar,
us.
Caviar, but I thought you were a vegan. Doesn't matter. I'm rich now.
That's the problem. The problem is we've got to fork out a ticket and fly to Russia. Oh, that's the only problem.
Well, that's okay.
Maybe we can do it here. Let's go down to Essendon Airport, see if we can get a little tiger moth. We were talking about Anastasia's desire to have Instagram photos taken on a private jet that doesn't fly off.
Your desire as well,
darling. I'm going to be in some sort of old bomb of a plane with no engines on it. Taking our photo, we're going to head down to... No, we're probably Moorabbin Airport. Isn't that the smaller one?
Yeah, there's another one, isn't there?
Yeah,
we'll be
down there just pretending.
The Geelong one, I think.
Well, maybe we could learn from Kit Harington.
Right.
Because he doesn't like taking photos with fans.
Doesn't he?
In an interview with The Guardian, Harington opened up about why it's especially weird to take photos while he's out with his fiancée, Rose Leslie.
I think it is weird because in the good old days, you just give your autograph if you felt like it. Now it's like, selfies.
Selfies everywhere. He said it's not all about the photo thing and admitted that there were days he decided not to partake. But he says, you know what I like about him? He said that while he doesn't feel bad rejecting fans, he makes sure he's polite about it.
Oh,
so he just doesn't go, no, you know, I've had enough. He's actually really polite.
Mm.
So he says, you just have to, otherwise you start feeling like a mannequin.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that wax doll of Lady Gaga.
Oh, that looked like it had been butchers.
Oh my God.
He also admitted he's especially private over everything regarding his relationship and doesn't want the media to interfere with it. How's that?
Well, hello.
Do
you blame
him?
Media, it destroys people's lives.
Absolutely. So maybe we won't do our photos.
What are we going to do with our fans?
We'll just sign them. We'll get old autographs.
I'll be so heartbroken. Can you imagine?
For those of you who are keen to follow up on Kit in his non-Game of Thrones form, there's another new series out on the BBC. It's called Gunpowder. According to numerous reports from the English media, the Brits have been deeply, deeply scandalised by the gore in the show. Apparently it's really, really gory. So,
do you like gory?
No, but I did really like Game of Thrones.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't watched it. Will I like it?
Yeah, I think you will.
Okay.
I think there's a lot to catch up on, though, if you haven't seen
how
it.
How many seasons are we talking?
I think there's about seven now.
Okay, I'll lock myself.
I think season 8 is next.
Oh.
Next season. I haven't watched the last one yet, so I've been wanting to.
Why? Are you busy?
I'm waiting for a. I'm busy.
Busy doing selfies.
Busy taking selfies in jets.
Busy driving in those freeways, looking at yourself, going, "I'm going to be on that billboard."
I'm running around looking at all the billboards. Going, where are we? Where are
missing
we?
Missing your exit.
If anyone's seen us on a billboard, let us know. Hey, there's a scam going around.
Really?
On Facebook. Yeah, I got it.
Did you?
Yeah.
So
you get a message from someone on the Messenger app.
Right, and pretend they're into you and they're not.
No. I
get that all the time.
It's with a YouTube logo, so it's like a YouTube click.
Right.
A clip. And it comes with the message, is this you?
I got it too.
Did you get it too?
I got it last week.
Did you think, oh my goodness, have I been filmed?
Okay, somewhere? Can I just say something? I got it from this girl from Sydney. Her name's Serena, if you're listening. I think she's one of the most beautiful women alive. So I just got caught up at the fact that I she was messaging me. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe she's into me. I was so excited to receive a message from her. But when I tried to view the YouTube clip, it was There was nothing on
there
it.
There was nothing on it. So
I was spewing.
Which is probably good that there was, because I got it from one of my ex's friends and I thought, oh, my goodness, he's getting revenge on me.
Oh, my God, yes.
I've been secretly filmed doing something that I, you know.
So
I
that, was that just a scam? Why do they
so
do
it's,
that?
Yeah, it's a scam. And if you click on it, it takes you to a web page. If you can successfully click on it, that asks you to install something.
Oh, God.
So don't do it. Don't click on it. If you receive something in Messenger that says, is this you?
So what were you afraid of if they showed some...
I have no idea. All these things flashed through my mind.
Sex tapes from your past.
Oh, God, you know,
I'm just imagining watching them. No, they'd be terrible.
There's no sex tapes, but I thought, oh, maybe someone has had a hidden camera or something.
Oh, my God, imagine they did watching
you.
Did you at first? Yeah, your hidden camera is your dog.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, he's had one around his collar.
He'd be watching you. A GoPro he's got installed.
Fuzzy's got a GoPro on him, and he's been watching everything, and he's been uploading it to YouTube. So
exactly.
If you do get it, just ignore it.
Yeah,
just
please.
Delete it. Do not open it.
I was crying so much last night.
Were you?
I'm very emotional. We'll talk about that later on, but I've been feeling incredibly emotional. And Sophie Monk helped me out last night to get the tears out because I was crying with her.
So wasn't it the final?
It was the finale, and we have a winner. And he's a 44-year-old man by the name of Stjoel. Now, he's a very gorgeous-looking man. And
you did show me a photo before. He has a very warm face.
He's got a warm face, lovely, beautiful blue eyes, tall, dark and handsome, has four daughters as well. So he's got a bit of baggage there.
Oh, and she didn't care
good
about
baggage.
That.
Good baggage. She did not care about that, which is wonderful. Well, I'm sure she thought about it, but, you know, she fell in love with him. He had a vasectomy as well, so he's going to have to reverse that, darling.
Right.
She wants children, and they discuss that. But the other guy that she didn't take on is Gerard. Now, the internet's gone crazy in bagging Gerard. They're calling him Stage 5 Clinger. Now, don't ask me what Stage 5 Clinger is, but he's just a clinger. And they're making fun of him because when he tried really hard, okay, and he bought her a pot plant in the beginning of the show to show that the seed of love. So he had one pot plant for her, one pot plant for him, and as the seeds grew together.
Okay? Oh, what a lovely thing to do.
Well, he's adorable, but everyone's going, oh, my God, he's so clingy. Now, look, admittedly, he is a bit cringeworthy the way he was like, I'm in love with you.
But was it genuine?
Do you know what? I think it was genuine. I do honestly believe that it was genuine, but I'm getting really annoyed at people's comments about they're just bagging the crap out of this guy, Jared. So he cried.
Because he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was dumped last night, right? And a lot of people don't think he was a nice guy, but I think he just tried hard. He was on a show and he wanted Sophie.
He can have me.
He can have you, exactly. but it was really devastating because he was really excited. He was very nervous and he honestly thought that she was going to say, it's you, you're the winner. But she let him down very gently and he was devastated.
Oh, the poor
and
guy.
And you could hear he was kind of grunting the sound of pain in his chest
so
as he was walking.
So it was genuine pain.
Yeah, he was in so much pain and I could feel his pain and I was just crying my eyes out. but, yeah, I'm just really pissed off at the internet at the moment, the way they're just bagging the crap out of him.
So can I ask a question? So you're saying that Sophie, she fell in love with this guy.
She fell in love with this guy, yeah.
Right. Now,
Stage 5 clinger.
But how do you, am I being harsh here? How do you fall in love with someone on a reality TV show?
Yeah, I know.
Where there's cameras everywhere.
Well, the whole time I'm watching them, like even those awkward moments where they've got a kiss, like she had to kiss all these contestants, I just couldn't stop laughing thinking, oh, my God, how awkward.
Do they get to sleep with them?
No, unfortunately. So she'll be going off today.
So she's fallen in love with a guy. She hasn't road tested him.
Going off all week. So say that again.
She hasn't road tested him.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking when she said, Stu, I'm in love with you, and they're both crying, I'm in love with you, Ty. I'm thinking they haven't even done the business yet. What if they realise that, you know, sex has got a lot to do with the feeling love? You know what I mean? That releases the oxytocin, if you know what I'm saying.
What happened to Apollo?
Apollo got dumped. Apollo stuffed it up. He was 24 years old. And when she asked him what's he looking for, commitment-wise, he said, oh, I think I'm going to have children probably in 4-6 years and get married. And she's thinking to herself, well, I'm 37.
So you've got to have him now.
Wrong answer. And he got really nervous as well, their final dinner date. He started chewing on a breadstick. That's how nervous he was.
Oh, God.
But he was a real hottie. He's so your type.
Probably...
He was eating bread the whole time.
And he
was crunching really loud. And
you would have hated him.
Oh, my God, I would have killed him. Stu's the winner, 44-year-old man, has to reverse his vasectomy, and she's going to have four daughters.
She's going to.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be a stepmom. Oh, I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Do we get to watch that and what happens from this point onwards?
Oh, look, she'll be all over. I'm sure she'll be on TV tonight. And
now she's going to find out what real life is.
She'll be on every TV show for the next week.
Oh, I want the pot plant man. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, you'd like him because you're a bit like him. You're a bit clingy too.
Yeah, if someone bought me a pot plant.
And so am I. Maybe that's why I'm getting angry, because we're a bit clingy.
Let's head down to the plant nursery.
We're love addicts. That's why we identify with him.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I've just realised why I'm getting angry at the net.
The ABS has said that we should post our yes votes by this evening. I think they've got to be received by 6 p.m. on November the 7th, but they're saying in order to ensure that it's received on time, we should try and post our votes by this afternoon. Apparently, 4 million people are yet to cast their vote.
What?
4 million people.
4 million people?
So there's another 4 million yes votes.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So if you know people who haven't voted,
get out of your pajamas and get to that
post. Try and get them to put them in today's mail to ensure that they do get there in time.
How exhausting. Do you feel exhausted by this, to be honest?
Yeah, it is.
I feel really exhausted. I have so many mixed emotions about it.
Yeah, I'm exhausted by the amount of negativity we're seeing. I mean, even this morning there's a guy who says that homosexuality is a disordered form of behaviour.
Oh, God.
What a load of rubbish.
Yeah. We know that. It's just disturbing, and it's heartbreaking that we have to go through this, to be honest.
Absolutely. And this relentless sort of campaign, I think it's, you know, it's probably starting to take its toll. But, you know, I've had two couples that have split this week that I know who were really excited about the whole
campaign,
and now, you know, they're all, of course, quite flat because these events have happened unexpectedly. So so if you're a happy couple, don't come near me this week.
Yeah, don't come anywhere near us. Hey, when do we find out? I know this sounds like a silly question, but when is the note? When is it going to come through?
So there's going to be a big day. There's going to be a big event planned on Joy. So
yes,
Joy
great.
Will be the station to look into. So yeah, so make sure if you haven't posted it yet, or if you know people who haven't posted their vote yet, to do it.
Yeah,
try and do it by today.
Every vote counts. It absolutely does.
Absolutely. Someone ran into me yesterday in the street.
Did they?
Yep. They were texting. Bang.
How annoying. That happens to me all the time, but I'm pretty sure that I do it as well.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I've stopped in the middle of the road just texting someone.
Did the traffic?
Because I've heard like beeping and I've gone, oh, my God, sorry.
I saw someone last week actually just walk
actually,
out.
Actually, I do it a lot.
Well, she walked out in front of traffic.
Yeah.
She was texting and didn't.
How bad is it?
Like, it's really
we're
bad.
We're walking zombies on our phones, completely oblivious to what's going on around us.
We just lose our whole peripheral vision, don't we? And we're just focused on this one task.
Yeah, it's really bad.
If you're in Honolulu, you'll be in trouble because pedestrians have been banned from texting while crossing the road.
That's fantastic.
In a radical new move believed to be the first of its kind in the world, you get a $35 fine. Anyone viewing electronic devices while crossing streets in the city and surrounding country.
Yeah, I think it's fair, don't you?
What if you're just changing your music quickly?
Bad luck.
You look down.
If you're stopping for more than, they should have like a 5 second pause.
You might want to look at it and go, I don't know, I don't want to listen to that.
I'll just stop in the middle of the road and stop traffic. Hold on.
I prefer this song and have a bit of a dance in front of the traffic. According to news.com, pedestrians account for 12.9% of Australian road deaths.
Wow.
As well, with the latest national figures indicating that fatality figures are up from 5 years ago.
Wow, that's crazy. So we certainly need that law, definitely.
Facebook, study from the United States, has claimed to have proved something that we've known for some time. The more time you spend on Facebook, the worse you feel. The research from the University of California and Yale University says interacting with the service can decrease a person's mental well-being by as much as, do you want to know?
Yeah.
8%.
Wow.
8%.
So I would agree with this study. I think we both feel like crap on it, but we can't get off it, can we?
It's really addictive. So it's the first study to actually quantify the effects of Facebook on everyday life. So, you know, we talk about it. We say, oh, look, I get annoyed at people posting this and this triggers me and all this sort of thing. But this is actually a study that says, nope, 8%.
Wow.
Decrease. So that's how bad Facebook is.
It's really bad.
What do you hate about it?
I hate that it's not a true representation of our lives.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it is. You know, like no one's going to put a crappy photo of themselves up.
No.
Unless you get tagged.
No, and the other thing is it's making it's true.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah. And the other thing is it's making like mundane things becoming sort of interesting to people.
Yeah.
Like, what did you eat and all that sort of thing. So
yeah,
so
I mean, look, there's some great aspects of Facebook and I love it for reconnecting with people. But, yeah, it's not authentic. It really isn't.
Well, there you go. So if you're on Facebook too much, you feel like you're addicted, you might be decreasing your well-being by 8%.
Wow.
That's quite a lot. I watched a show, Black Mirror, a while ago.
Yes.
Which some people probably see as a series, and it's all about, you know, the future of technology and how it impacts us. And one of the things that was happening was people were living in this society and they were giving each other a score. So you'd go and buy a coffee, and if you liked the guy, he was quite polite, you'd give him a rating, just like, you know, when you have your Uber driver or something. So everyone had this social credit. And if you had a really good credit, you were allowed to do things. And if you didn't, so you weren't allowed to go into certain places.
Yeah.
So this is this futuristic sort of world. Well, it looks like the Chinese government is planning to launch a social credit system which will be used to evaluate the trustworthiness of its citizens.
Right.
Yeah, so Wired reports that the system was first announced a couple of years ago. It's voluntary now, but it's going to be mandatory by 2020. And to create the social credit scores, the government's employed a whole pile of companies to help with it. And they've set up some criteria. And the criteria to get a really good score is your credit history, your fulfillment capacity, so your ability to honour contracts, personal characteristics.
Wow.
Which is quite scary. Behaviours and interpersonal relationships. So you're going to get scored on all this stuff. And they've said, and this is what I don't like, someone who plays video games for 10 hours a day, for example, will be considered an idle person and get this rating. Someone who frequently buys diapers would be considered as probably a parent who, on balance, is more likely to have a sense of responsibility.
Oh, God, this is so cringeworthy.
Isn't it cringeworthy? And apparently millions of people have already signed up for this and they're being incentivized
back up a little. We do buy diapers, so maybe they would consider us.
But we buy them for ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They don't need to know that.
So when users of this system reach a certain point with all these milestones, they're going to get rewarded with perks such as faster check-in at hotels, access to loans, and even faster processing of travel visas.
Wow.
How's that?
Unbelievable.
So everything is absolutely going to be monitored. So it's almost like this series of Black Mirror is coming true in terms of predicting
absolutely
how we interact with things. So I wonder what our score would be, Anastasia.
Oh, what's it out of?
I don't know what the rate is, but I reckon we'd be pretty low.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
we've got to, although
they wouldn't even rate us.
We wouldn't get the visa. We'd be stuck in the country. Do you use Uber?
I've never ever used it in my life.
I've used it a few times.
Does it make
me
ancient?
No, not at all. I think some people still like taxis or driving themselves. I've used it a few times, but they're introducing multiple stops.
Okay.
Multiple stops, so you can go and pick up your friends along the way.
Right.
Because I reckon that's one of the hardest things
absolutely
to coordinate with a taxi.
So a bit of like a karaoke bus or something?
A bit like a karaoke bus. But what do you do when you get friends and if you don't pay with cash and, you know, you're picking people up along the way, you might be out and someone says, can I share a taxi with you?
Yeah.
Who pays?
Yes.
And how do they pay if you're using credit card and you're not carrying cash with you? So apparently this will allow you to do that and pick multiple
I really friends. Like the idea of it. It's great.
Yeah, I do too. Have you used Uber Eats?
No.
Neither have I.
I've never, ever used it.
So what is it?
I don't make sense. I like you order it and then what? They deliver it.
They deliver it.
I would never use Uber Eats. Like, why would I?
So is it just another one of these food delivery
it's like
things?
Dial where whatever you want to eat because you can't be bothered getting out of the house. Unless you can't leave the house. That's different, of course.
Yeah.
But it's just another reason not to do anything. Like, you dial me. I don't have to move from my couch. I feel like it, you know, whatever. It's pretty bad, I reckon.
Yeah, although
it's too convenient.
I always feel for the guys on the bikes, though, running around looking, delivering food.
Oh, that's how they deliver it.
What a tough
job. Yeah, absolutely.
What a tough job. I don't know if Uber is, but certainly some of those other companies are. I've used them. I reckon they're okay. You know, sometimes you just think, oh, look, I can't be bothered doing anything.
Sure, of course.
Do you know there's a condition called broken heart syndrome?
Really? I believe people die of broken hearts.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm dying of one now.
Well, doctors in Texas have written a case report about a 61-year-old woman who suffered from broken heart syndrome following the death of her puppy dog.
That's sad.
I can understand that. The grief-stricken woman was rushed to the emergency room after a sudden onset of chest pain. They thought she was having a heart attack, but everything was in good shape and it wasn't actually a heart attack at all. And they said it's the typical signs of this condition called broken heart syndrome.
Oh, you'd probably have broken heart syndrome if Fuzzy wasn't around.
Oh, of course
you.
I would. Of course
I would. Be heartbreaking.
Apparently it occurs when your heart muscle becomes weakened. But in the vast majority of cases, it's usually triggered by emotional stress.
Do you feel it? Do you feel any weakness around your chest area when you're heartbroken particularly?
Yeah, I feel it.
Sometimes you feel like it's going to explode, right?
Yeah. Where do you feel your emotions more?
In my chest.
In your chest?
Absolutely.
Sometimes. What about your abdomen?
Yeah, that it gets a little bit sore in the abdomen, but I always feel it in my heart, around my chest area. That's when I'm really hurting.
Yeah. I noticed in my recent relationship breakup, I felt really sort of sad and tight in the chest. And I really tuned into it and I thought, maybe this is true. Maybe there is some.
Oh, definitely.
Sort of
I think Whitney Houston passed away from a broken heart. I think she died from a broken heart.
And that's what was alluded
to. Really deep, aren't I? This
you are really deep, Anastasia. Thanks, Tess. Hey, do you reckon broken hearts are a real thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's almost like you're still sort of shooting yourself in the foot, but I think you're so sad that you virtually don't even want to move. I mean, that's how I felt anyway. I think everybody's experience is different.
Did you feel it in your heart though?
Well, with me, my whole nervous system wants to shut down.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So, have you ever died from a broken heart?
Not that I know of, but it could be good, you know, if you can come back reincarnated.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
come back from the
hopefully
dead.
Hopefully looking a bit younger.
Exactly.
Start again.
Thanks, Tess. Hey, Kelly Clarkson was in the news saying she's been extremely unhappy at a certain point when her body pressure was too great on her.
Oh, who wouldn't
for
be?
For her to look really good. The Grammy award-winning singer told Attitude magazine that she was at a very low point regardless of her professional success. And she says, I wanted to kill myself. She said, I was miserable, like inside out for 4 years of my life, but no one cared because aesthetically you make sense.
Wow.
How's that? She's continued to say, it was a very dark time for me. I thought the only way out was quitting. Luckily she came out the other side. She said one thing that helped her find a foot again was music.
Great.
And in particular, a song on My December called Sober.
Wow. From all that working out on the treadmill
all
and counting
the pressure.
Calories. That's what it would have been about.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, she was pleasing to the media. So, imagine that treadmill. She would have been pumping that treadmill.
Absolutely.
Drinking that water.
Yeah.
And having that salad for dinner.
And feeling the pressure.
So I totally get the sober thing.
I had a fitness test this week.
I'm so not sober. Go on, say that again.
I had a fitness test
Did
this
you?
Week. Yeah, there was this guy at the gym and he had some contraption there that I've never seen before. And or several of them, actually.
Right.
And everyone was queuing up to have their things done. I thought, I'll have mine done.
Of course you did. Pouted on your way there.
Yeah, and I went in and I had it done and I hopped on and he measured everything. And apparently there was, height and put in all the data and there was an electrical current was apparently put through me. I didn't feel anything. But it came up with all these results and it measured body fat. But I've gone up.
You've gone up?
I went up. I've gone up.
By how much?
I've gone up. By 0.5%.
Does it include the fat on your nose?
Maybe that's where it is. It's the fat on my nose.
Yeah. Wow.
0.5%.
Well, you know what I think it might be? It might be the stress of working with me and you're eating more peanut butter.
That's what I reckon it is, because I said I'd have a week off from it and then yesterday I was so stressed I went, right, that's it.
Yeah.
And
you did say that last week. You've been saying
that
for 8 months.
I hoed into a whole jar. So how's your fitness regime going?
My fitness regime isn't going anywhere. That's the problem. It's been terrible. I mean, if I got my body percentage fat done, I'd be devastated, I think. Because I don't look large, right? But if you would to measure it, I'd probably be something like 35 or 36% body fat. Yeah. And I think for a woman, you're supposed to be something like 22, 23, so.
But last year, you were so fit. And
how amazing
really.
Was
and,
I?
And I've seen you with your dedication and your energy, so I'm not concerned at all.
Yeah.
I reckon you'll just.
Yeah, I just won't eat for a month.
Don't give up the peanut butter. But when he was doing this and everyone was lined up, one of the trainers there who's an ex-footballer was there and he hops on this guy and he takes his top off and, of course, I'm standing next
were
to him.
Were you drooling?
I was drooling. I've never seen something so.
Amazing.
His
it's so beautiful to look at, though, and it's beyond just the aesthetic.
It's not a sexual thing.
I was going to say, it's not even just about that. It's about the discipline. See, sometimes when I look at a really amazing body, I go, wow, the discipline, the amount of discipline and dedication, and that's even a turn on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I've seen how much science he puts behind it and how much effort he puts in.
Well, you do that. You've got a really incredible sculpted body.
I have not.
Well, no,
I've gone up 5.5% in.
Yeah, but that's just your nose, buddy.
Body.
Get a nose job.
I'll get a nose job. That'll get me back down under 14%.
I've got some mates that can give you a nose job.
We were talking earlier about being fit.
Yes.
Well, new findings from the University of Cambridge suggest that more energy is diverted to the brain.
Right.
Than muscles.
Okay.
How's that?
So I'm not getting it.
When you're spending energy, right, there's this theory called the selfish brain theory, which says the brain takes all the energy, and it's worked out that you actually spend more energy, your brain uses more energy than your muscles.
Wow.
So we could be getting fit to try and burn energy for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
We just have to think more.
So back to Uber eating.
Just back to Uber eating. We just have to think more.
But, darling, if we think, between you and me, if we think any more, our brains will explode. We think way too much, don't you reckon?
Yeah. We should be burning.
Exactly.
We should be absolutely, you know, as fit as a fiddle.
Exactly. So. I should be 1 kilo with the amount of thinking I do.
But apparently, so the brain is more expensive. Energy requires much more than our body. So we got it wrong. So we should be doing crosswords, puzzles.
Yes.
All of that sort of stuff.
Are you a crossword kind of person?
I hate them.
I can't stand them.
I absolutely hate them.
Like there was a guy on the tram the other day that was doing one and his tongue kept curling around his top lip as he was doing the crossword puzzle. And I was just looking at him thinking, how boring. But I can understand why they enjoy it. It keeps their mind active and stuff.
Do people still do crosswords though?
People love them. Yes.
Well, but people are reading the paper electronically.
Not old dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so we should start. Well, anyway, we should be doing crosswords.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, you won't have to ever go back to exercising ever
again.
I'd
rather do the cube. You know the cube? You know the cube with the
colours? Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I'd rather do something like that.
Did you ever manage to solve it?
Never. You know those key rings? Maybe you should get me a key ring of one of those.
I'm going to get one. That'll keep you occupied.
That'll keep me occupied instead of being on Facebook while we're doing the show.
I could never get it either. Scientists have discovered a drug that fixes cavities.
Oh, really?
And regrows teeth.
Oh, my God. I need a few teeth regrown. Talk us through it.
Yeah, apparently this... I went to the dentist last week.
Yes. Again.
Now, it's concerning me because every time I go...
Yeah, I avoid going because I know they're going to tell me you need about 20 grand done.
Every time... I've got a really good dentist and a great relationship with him, but he's sort of retiring and he's taking time off now.
Right.
And so he's put some new people in and... I go there and they go in and they take photographs, they do all this stuff, like not your x-ray,
selfies.
But with a camera. Well, it is. So
like
they put the whole lens in the mouth.
Selfies with you lying.
They stretch my mouth
your
back.
Mouth spread open.
I look like a horse.
Smile!
I look like a complete...
Oh, my God, that's hysterical, that visual of you. Yeah.
I looked like a complete horse. Mm. They stretched my mouth back to, like, I don't know what. But then I get this bill for $20,000, not a bill, but an estimate for $20,000 if I want this extra work done.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Like, what's that about?
Oh, that is quite funny. So did you pay the 20 grand?
No, I'm not going to... I haven't got $20,000 to put on a bloody, you know...
Right, a crown.
A crown or whatever it is.
So tell us about this the science behind it. You can grow your own teeth now,
so
can
the
you?
Drug is called, I can't say it, it's Tiglossib.
Yeah.
And it was originally developed to treat Alzheimer's disease.
Right. Two-in-one kind of pill, eh?
It's a two-in-one kind of pill.
New set of teeth and you'll remember them.
Exactly. but it's shown what it does is it actually promotes natural tooth regrowth.
Oh, wow.
So you can repair cavities. So there's no need to even go to the dentist anymore and have a affiliate.
God, you wouldn't want dentists listening right now, would you?
Absolutely not.
You're going, get them off air straight away.
Absolutely not. So, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
We're just trying to fix our technical difficulties here. We've got our technical department here at the same time.
Hey, now listen, we were talking a little bit earlier on about energy. Energy's been really shifting through us, hasn't it?
It has been.
And we've been feeling really, really emotional. I've been feeling incredibly emotional. I know that I've been taking it out on you, especially on today's show. But there's a reason for it. There's a reason why we are going through
What's
this.
What's the reason, Anastasia?
It's called our intense energy will be flooding the planet until the end of October. So apparently the new moon on the 19th was in Libra, and this means that we were being pushed to find balance. So the push is not over. The good news is, Warren, that it's going to be over in November. So we've got another, what, couple of days of feeling really, really crappy.
And then we're going to be fine.
Yeah. So remember during this time that these energies are not here to make things hard on you. They are here to help you to better yourself and prepare you for the new year that is well on its way. And you know what? I was having a discussion with my boss about this the other day, and they're feeling really crappy too. So maybe it's just that the end of year kind of feel. What do you reckon?
It probably is.
You're laughing at me because I'm trying to fill airtime.
I'm not laughing because
being
I'm just
very serious,
thinking
yeah.
how I was talking about an energy healing last week.
That's right. You met your grandfather.
Now
who
I'm
came
laughing
back from
you.
The dead.
That's it for us.
Yes. See you later.
We're back on Monday
Hopefully
morning.
We'll have music for the next.
Tess
three
is
hours.
Up next with the news.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.